Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. This show is broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for listening. You can lock in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, it's simple. All you got to do is ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Ryan Hickey's in New York City. The wonders of technology, right? I'm in Atlanta, he's in New York, and you are somewhere else. And the show is like almost instant. Like, how about that? It's crazy. Anyway, I'll be rolling with you for the next 3 hours. The show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, every single weekday. Congratulations, you made it to Wednesday. I'm going to get you over the hump. I'm going to get you closer to Thursday. Every minute, every second that goes by, I am doing my job. We've had a busy day. Unfortunate news for today. We learned about the passing of Jerry West earlier in the day. We showed a lot of love to Jerry in the first hour of the show. Coming up in about, 20 minutes, we're going to talk to Marcus Thompson of The Athletic. We're going to talk all things basketball. We'll talk about Jerry West. And, of course, we're going to talk about the news that just broke about 5 to 10 minutes ago that Kristaps Porzingis is officially out tonight. He will not be playing in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. That leg injury that Joe Mazzulla said is serious. The leg injury where he can't reportedly feel his leg or part of it is in pain. The leg injury that reportedly, there haven't been many cases of this in the NBA, is keeping Porzingis out tonight. And quite frankly, if he's out tonight, we don't know if it's precautionary. We don't know if they're going to hold him until the next game. Joe Mazzulla has talked openly about, it's not in the hands of Kristaps Porzingis about whether or not he plays. It's going to be in the hands of the medical professionals. I think the Dallas Mavericks are going to take a game tonight. I think Kyrie Irving is going to bounce back. Not much for him to bounce back to. He sucked so far here in this series. 16 points, 12 points. Kyrie Irving knows he can do better. Everybody knows he can do better. And I think tonight, without a 7'2" man to clog up the lane or lift up a big old arm, I think Kyrie Irving will do just that. If you want to participate in the show, it's simple. 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. Do not look it up. Don't Google it. Don't search it. If you're driving in a vehicle, try and be safe. And we got so much more to do. Okay, we got Marcus Thompson, I told you, from The Athletic, joining us in about 20 minutes. In about an hour from now, it's Wednesday evening, afternoon, depending on where you live. I'm going to share with you a new top six list, and this is to honor Jerry West, who happens to be the logo. The silhouette is his logo for the NBA. We're going to talk about the top six faces of the NBA. The individuals who kind of laid the groundwork for what we see as a billion-dollar organization, a global entity. We'll talk about that next hour. Who are the most influential people to ever play in the league? That top six list is coming in an hour from now. You don't want to miss it. But for the news that just broke, Kristaps Porzingis is out. Okay, and I told you, Joe Mazzulla, this is what he said from yesterday. He said, our doctors, they're going to be the ones who determine whether or not he steps onto the basketball court.
He's doing anything and everything he can to be ready for the game tomorrow. It's a serious injury. And at the end of the day, our team and the medical team is not going to put him in any bad situations. And so, we've taken a decision to play out of his hands because the importance of him. And so he's going to do everything he can to play, and then we're going to leave it up to our medical team.
Yeah, well, I guess it's too damn dangerous, right, because he's not playing. Kristaps Porzingis had 20 points in game one. Remember those 11 points pretty much right out of the gate? Kristaps Porzingis had 12 points in 23 minutes in the last game before he had to exit in the fourth quarter, succumbing to that injury, and then everything was pretty quiet from there. Joe Mazzulla said, we're going to take it out of his hands. And yesterday as well, Kristaps Porzingis, he felt optimistic that he could play. Obviously, that ain't the case.
I am, of course. I have to be. I'm optimistic. And as I said, I will do everything I can to be out there tomorrow. And
Hickey,
we'll see.
This man, and I get it, it's a calf. He got a big calf, okay? It's a long calf. He's 7'2". The guy is nothing but arms and legs on the basketball court. Took him 40 days to recover from a calf strain. They're talking about how he has a rare injury. The reticulum, something or another, ligament moves, whatever. They said it's serious. They said it's rare. I wouldn't be shocked if we don't see him again this series, man. I wouldn't be shocked.
I'm with you. Because it's the finals, I think maybe he could try to talk his way into the lineup, whether it's Friday, whether it's if there's a game five Monday. I'm with you. I lean towards you don't see him. But I think either way, even if we do, I think his effectiveness at any point the rest of the series is basically zero. I mean, he's somewhere around the fourth quarter. He was just a body out there.
He's 7'2". It's not just that. We've seen photos and videos of him walking around over the past few days. It's one thing to walk. Like, Kristaps Porzingis is at his best, and I guess this is a gift and a curse. And most athletes, he's at his best when he's able to be moving around and athletic. I don't think it's a shock or it should be a surprise that in Kristaps Porzingis' first game back, the man played like he was shot out of a cannon. He played like he was fresh. He played like he was fresher than everybody else because he was. This man was posting guys up. He was shooting threes. He was flying to the basket to block shots. He was dunking the basketball like he was back with the New York Knicks. It's no coincidence. And then by the time we get to the end of the second game, his body can't even handle that. This is sad for a guy like Kristaps Porzingis. Kristaps Porzingis has outscored the entire Mavs bench in this series, 32 points to 29. Where are they getting these points from? Luke Kornet is going to step up. Al Horford is going to go out there and knock down a few more threes. Is he going to be tasked with trying to put a body in front of Kyrie Irving? This is going to be tough. This is a big loss for the Celtics. I still think they can win the series. I still think, all things considered, they have a more well-rounded team capable of guys who can go off. But if you're asking me about tonight, I got the Dallas Mavericks winning. I have them bouncing back. And Luka Doncic, is he Kristaps Porzingis? Does he have his injury history? No. Kristaps Porzingis, torn meniscus, torn ACL, calf strain. Like, Kristaps is 28 years old. 28. Now he has this injury that nobody's ever heard of in their lives. Do I think Kristaps is going to last past 30? I don't think so. Luka Doncic has a busted up knee, a busted up ankle, a busted up shoulder. Kristaps Porzingis, Luka Doncic has a chest bruise. He needed a shot to play in the last game. He's going to need a shot to play in tonight's game. It's not going to be a shot that saves Kristaps Porzingis. He might be done for the series. Luka Doncic, he talked about how beat up he's been through this series. He's like, yeah, man, they're physical as hell out here.
I think it's up a notch for sure. Both teams played a lot of games throughout the season, but I think the physicality has been on point for sure.
Yeah, there ain't nothing else to play for, right? It's the NBA Finals. NBA Finals are going to be done before we know. We got like a week and a half max more of basketball. The season's about to be done. All the other teams are sitting at home. They're on vacation. We got Paul George sitting on a pregame show. LeBron James is, I don't know, FaceTiming Kevin Hart, making jokes. The season is about to come to a conclusion. You might as well play hard if you got to this point. The Boston Celtics have been running roughshod through everybody all season long. I'm supposed to think that Kristaps Porzingis, who played 57 games, him being out is going to slow them down a little bit. I still got them winning the finals. Still have them winning the series. I just don't see them winning tonight. Let Kyrie go off. And if things are going to be entertaining, then make my day. Maybe this will punch some life into the Dallas Mavericks. Maybe they'll feel a little bit more confident instead of having a look at Kristaps Porzingis on a switch. Maybe Jason Tatum will say, damn it, now I need to score some more. That might happen. Kristaps Porzingis, I got to be honest. I don't know if we'll see him the rest of the series. I remember a couple years ago, 2019, this man is not 7'2". He's only a 6'11", 7 feet tall. There's a guy named Kevin Durant who dealt with a calf injury. Missed a lot of time in the playoffs. He showed up and he blew out his Achilles. And I get it. This is the other leg for Kristaps Porzingis. But is it worth the risk for Kristaps to even play again this series? Yeah, if he can do it, he's going to try. Wouldn't it be a tragic story if Porzingis, well, the Celtics got a 2-0 series lead, maybe that's why he's sitting tonight. If they were, you know, tied or behind, maybe he'd go and play. It would be tragic if Kristaps attempted to go out there and did further damage. This man's history of leg injuries is long as hell. I'm going to say it again. ACLs, torn. A meniscus, torn. A calf, strained. And I don't even know how to describe the latest injury because they say not a lot of guys have had it. He basically has a ligament or something that moved the wrong way. He's like he got carpal tunnel right now in his leg. Hickey, I wouldn't be mad, you know, even for him, and I'm not him and I'm not a doctor. If they just put him away for the next, I don't know, until October, I wouldn't blame him for that. I wouldn't.
I know it is. It's very frustrating because, like you said, for how talented he is and how well he's fit in the Celtics roster, the story of this season, the story of his career has been his inability to stay healthy. Forget October. I mean, at this point, maybe March.
Oh, wow.
Put him in bubble wrap till March. Wow. Give him a month, 6 weeks, you know, ramp up to the postseason, and then hope he could stay healthy for the 2 months there.
for the Boston Celtics to try to go back to back, huh?
Exactly right.
Yeah, right. It's bittersweet. I mean, he contributed this season, played 57 games, and he just can't stay healthy. And this is a story, and we talked about it yesterday. This is the story for a lot of bigs in the NBA. It's just so tough when you it's like the bigger you are, the harder you fall. I've met Kristaps Porzingis once. Kristaps Porzingis had to take 3 steps back and lean onto a table to talk to me. This is a giant guy. The biggest human I've ever seen in my life is Yao Ming. He made no damn sense. At least I didn't have to talk to Yao. Kristaps is big as hell. And I don't know if his body can take any more of the NBA. We'll see if we see him again in the NBA Finals. I'm just not confident. At least he has a guaranteed $30 million coming next year from the Boston Celtics, whether he's playing or not. It's a shame. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. If you're just locking in, Kristaps Porzingis has been ruled out tonight in Game 3 of the NBA Finals down in Dallas against the Mavericks. The Celtics are going to try to go up 3-0 without the 7'2" Latvian. Let's see if they can do it. Let's see who steps up. Let's see who plays defense. Let's see if they can slow down Kyrie Irving. It's going to be tough. It's going to be difficult. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. What we're going to do right now is take a break. And when we come back on the other side, it's time to talk about the unfortunate passing earlier today of Jerry West, as well as take a look at what has just happened here in the NBA Finals. No Porzingis. We'll get into the Los Angeles Lakers and what their coaching search looks like. We got a lot to do. We're going to have a conversation with Marcus Thompson from The Athletic. He's going to join us on the other side. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show, here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. What a day, what a day, what a day. It's an NBA day. We didn't even have to talk about Dan Hurley, right? I guess that's done. It's an NBA day. We didn't even have to talk about Caitlin Clark. No Caitlin Clark talk today so far, which I guess is nice. I mean, how long can we complain or fight for her to be on an Olympic team or not? Or talk about the fact that she's disliked amongst some in the WNBA. Oops, I guess I talked about Caitlin Clark. And so it's been a very busy day. We know game three of the NBA Finals is about an hour away. There will be no Kristaps Porzingis. And we also learned earlier today, unfortunately, of the passing at 86 years old of an icon in the NBA in Jerry West. To talk about everything taking place in the world of basketball right now, we're being joined by someone who is a writer for The Athletic. He is an author in his own right, has wrote books about some of the dynasties in the NBA and Kevin Durant, and wrote the book Golden about Steph Curry and his rise. He's from the Bay. He also went to the illustrious Clark Atlanta University. It's Marcus Thompson. Marcus, how are you, man? Thank you for the time.
Oh, man, you know, we'll find a way or make one, baby. That's what we do.
Yeah, so let me know the next time you come back down to Atlanta, okay?
Absolutely.
No doubt.
I think I saw you in the Freaknik documentary. Did I see you? Was that you?
Hey, you didn't see me there. I was in the Bronx, New York, okay? Take it easy there, Marcus. I was in the Bronx, okay? Anyway. And I know. Anyway, we've had a busy day. We'll talk about Jerry West. I know you wrote a book on dynasties, and you know a lot about Jerry. I want to get into that in a second. We just learned that Kristaps Porzingis is done, at least for this game. What are your thoughts on how that's going to affect the series?
I definitely give Dallas a window to get back in this thing, and they need it too, right? Because this is like as must win as it gets in the NBA Finals. So I think this is life. I mean, you got to figure Kyrie was going to bring it today, and Luka is Luka. So if they can kind of get an advantage inside, that would really help. And I think Kristaps was such a problem at protecting the rim for them and being in the way. Like, Al Horford ain't no slouch, but Al Horford is like 75 years old, right? So at some point you figure you don't want to play him 35 minutes, but they might have to. So this was kind of like the little stimulus package that Dallas needed to get back in the series. So they got to do it tonight.
Without a shadow of a doubt, Marcus Thompson is joining us here from The Athletic. What are your thoughts on some of the comments that Jason Kidd has made over the past few days when it comes down to, you know, Brown and Tatum and Kidd pleads ignorance? I guess he has to try anything to get back in the series, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's watching the film, right? He see what's up. He was watching that knowing he needed an advantage. So to me, that's what good coaches do. Some of them work the refs, right? Some of them come up with whatever you can. And he was trying to get Tatum or Brown or somebody to step outside themselves and play their game, because it's kind of clear if Boston plays their game and plays well, they're going to win. I just think he sees that. So, yeah, we all know what he was doing. He's from Oakland, so we know he got the gamesmanship in him. He was raised by Gary Payton and you know, Hook Mitchell and those guys. So he knows how to play that kind of mind game. He was absolutely doing that. I don't care what he says. And it was a sign that his team might be in trouble. So it was a smart play by him. I respect it.
Yeah, the Bay's own Marcus Thompson is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. Speaking of the Bay, you have wrote some amazing books covering the Golden State Warriors, whether it be Steph Curry, and you think about Kevin Durant. We all know about the passing of Jerry West earlier today. It had an opportunity to help consult with the Golden State Warriors as well. What have you learned and garnered from your works over the years about Jerry West?
That he is, like, crazy competitive. Like, it's insane. I mean, especially because I got to know him as an older man. And so you would think, like, after all the battles he's played, and you know, you think after he gets into his 65, 70s that he would chill out some. But, like, nah, he was still just as competitive. He still wanted to win just as much. Like, he was into it. That always kind of amazed me. As Joe Lacob, the owner of the Warriors, said, like, he's never met anybody more competitive than Jerry West. And to see this man who, I mean, what, he had to be like 75 at the time, was still like foam at the mouth trying to win. All he cared about was winning. I thought that was wild. I thought it was like a really impressive, like, visual image of why he is so great at everything he does, because he is obsessed with winning.
Marcus Thompson is here with us from The Athletic. You know, it's easy to look and remember him from his time with the Lakers as a player, as an executive. You know, some of his time gets lost more recently with the Clippers and the Grizzlies. What were some of his contributions to the Warriors? I know he was instrumental in talking to KD. He also took a look at Klay Thompson and said that should be the guy. What did he do for the Warriors?
I mean, first and foremost, when the Warriors bought the team and the deal went through in November of 2010, I think it was like 5-6 months later in May, they hired Jerry West, right? And so this was a franchise that was like just moribund, right? Like nobody respected the Warriors. They weren't winning. They'd been to the playoffs two times in like 20 years or whatever. Jerry West gave them instant credibility. They could get on the phone with people. They could connect with people based on his name. So they gave him a seat on the board, and they used his knowledge to build not just the team, but really the entire franchise. You know, Joe Lacob had the money. He had the will. He had the desire, but he needed somebody to show him how to do it. And so he hired Jerry West to do it. You know, fast forward 1 month from they hired him, Klay Thompson's on the board, and he's the one saying you got to draft Klay Thompson. So there you got the number one one of the pieces, the first actually after Steph. They didn't draft Steph, but he got the Splash Brothers together. Then Kevin Love is on the table, and he's a part of this, leading this voice inside the organization as they're weighing the deal to say, no, you got to keep Klay. This is crazy at the time because the Warriors hadn't won anything. Klay was young. They hadn't done anything. And Kevin Love was an all-star, a 2010 guy. So for him to have the foresight to see that was a lot. The ability to get a Steve Kerr, the mentorship of Bob Myers. Like, he was very instrumental in the Warriors becoming who they became because so much of it was having to make the right decisions at the right time with the right people. And Jerry West was in on all of it.
Marcus Thompson is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When you talk about his accomplishments as an executive and then what he did as a player, and you look at some of the tributes that poured in today, it's rare that you get someone who is universally lauded and universally respected for what they accomplished as not just a player, but as a person as well. Why do you think he garnered so much respect amongst every generation of NBA player?
I think it began with how good he was. Like, the people who knew him from back then, I think everybody understood, like, how great of a player he was. And I think it began there. Like, some of us who wasn't around, like, you know what I'm saying? Them old black and white films don't look that impressive, so we don't really know, right? But then I think as people got to deal with him, I mean, he's made so many massive moves in the NBA that it's hard not to respect him. But I also think, like, Jerry West is a good dude. Like, he talks to anybody. I mean, anybody. I remember being a new beat writer and trying to get a story and calling Jerry West, and he talked to me for like 25 minutes. And it's like, Jerry West is on the phone with this random Warriors beat writer about some random topic. So I do think he was a master at being authentic, and his integrity about winning was so obvious that people gravitated towards it. And also, you know, he had like a personality too, right? Like, he was a funny guy. He would go off on you. You know, I know a lot of people got mad. That was the thing. Remember the show Showtime, and people thought didn't portray him right, and how mad everybody got? I remember talking to people about that behind the scenes, and they were mad because it was like, you don't do this to Jerry West. If it was anybody else, maybe it's like, that's funny, that's wrong, but whatever. But people were legit mad because they really love Jerry West. They really like him, and they really respect him, and I think they were offended by it. And that, to me, kind of showed, like, yeah, like, they love this guy. It's a little bit more than respect. They revere him. And you just don't see that often behind the scenes.
Marcus Thompson is here with us from The Athletic. When you think about Jerry West, you talk about Showtime and the Los Angeles Lakers, whether it's bringing in James Worthy, hiring Phil Jackson, bringing in Shaq, saying, I want Kobe by Vlade. After all that success, why did he leave the Lakers? I mean, was this about the passing of Dr. Buss? How do we get that transition from the Lakers and then later on with the Warriors?
Well, one thing about Jerry is, like, Jerry like, he believes in his respect, right? Like, Jerry's a, he knows who he is. He knows what he does. And the moment you kind of don't really value that or don't see that in the value he thinks, then he'll throw up the deuces, right? He doesn't stay and destruct things internally, right? He'll just be like, hey, if y'all don't want me here, I'm out. And the whole situation with Phil Jackson was kind of the main thing, right? He hired Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson comes in. He's this massive figure. Phil Jackson's power kind of grew. And then Jerry West, like, you know, there was some issues about it. If you read the books about it and, you know, all the reporting about it, you know, he wasn't a fan of, you know, the coach dating the owner's daughter and all that type of stuff, right? Like, I just think over time he realized that other people's voice mattered. So he was like, I'm going to go do my own thing somewhere else. And that's just the kind of principled person he was. Like, even with the Warriors when in 2017, when he felt like, all right, you know, I feel like my value here has outweighed its time. He's like, I'm out. He's not going to stay and make you, like, honor him. He's just too principled for that. So he dips, and he goes and does his own thing. And every time he does, he's usually successful.
Oh, Marcus, you think about the current Lakers, it seems like they have their own issues in trying to identify a coach. What are your thoughts on the current search? Dan Hurley says no. J.J. Redick, I guess he gets another look. Borrego, LeBron, free agent. Bronny hanging in the draft. The Lakers just seem all over the place.
Yeah, it reminds me of one of my favorite comedies with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence called Life. And they had this dude in there played by Bakeem Woodbine. They called him Can't Get Right.
Lakers can't do it.
Lakers can't get right, right? It's kind of wild that such a illustrious franchise with so much success and it means so much, they just have these spells that last like 5 years, a decade, where they just can't get it right. And part of it is because it's a mom and pop shop, right? Like, it's a family owned business. As big as it is, it's still a family owned business. So you got to deal with all the dynamics of that. This is not like this corporate kind of separate entity. But also, like, there's so much glitz and glamour and Hollywood attached to it. It's so much stuff that it's never about just the thing, right? It's never about just finding a coach. So because they're so big and they attract all these personalities and all the significance, their orbit, right, is just not so smooth as everybody else. Like, you know, you go to some franchises like Oklahoma City, and go, you know, that's Sam Presti's world. Everybody knows that, right? You come to the Warriors, this is Joe Lacob's world. Like, it's all easy. With the Lakers, because it's so magnetic, it's such so massive, man, you got like four planets circling there, right? So it's hard to get them all aligned. That, I think that's why this coaching hire is so important. They need one figure to align it all. That used to be Jerry West or Phil Jackson, right? Now they need it. For a while, it was Mitch Kupchak. Or, you know, when it was Jerry Buss, it was Jerry Buss. You know, Jeannie needs to find her person to handle it. They tried so many people. They've got to nail this because it's just wild that the Lakers can't do this, right? This is such a coveted job. Why is it so hard? But it clearly is very hard because they can't keep a coach.
Marcus, final question for you. I know you're from out in the Bay. What are your thoughts on these Golden State Warriors and what their future could look like? Steph Curry is getting older. Everybody's getting older. Klay has been hurt. How do they move forward in winning another championship? Or is it time to just, hey, look at another way to do it, if at all?
Yeah, I think they need another massive piece. They need another major piece. I don't know how they get it, and I don't know who it is. But they need something. They try, like Wiggins, when Wiggins was really good, they won a championship. So, like, they still need that. They need to do that again because that Wiggins part felt like a little bit of a guy had at the right time, flash, you know, like he sustaining that is tough. They got to get another star, especially because they're older. They need somebody who's good enough to put, you know, Steph on the side sometimes and be like, yes, Steph, I got this, right? They need that. They haven't had that in a while since Kevin Durant, so it's really important they get it. I don't know how they get it, but if they do, they'll be really good because they got a lot of depth. They got some young pieces. They just got to get their hands on the star. The problem for them is their stars aren't available, right? Or the ones who are they come with major question marks. One of the names that one of the guys I like is Zach LaVine, right? Zach LaVine makes a ton of money and he's got an injury history. So it could not work. It's risky. If it works in the way Wiggins works, he'd be great. But will it work that way? Like, so they're going to have to take one of those like roll of the dice situations on somebody and hope it works. That's how they get back in the mix, because they've got one superstar and they need another one in order to compete. We're watching that in these finals. You got to have two at least. So they need one. I don't know how they get it, but that's what they need.
Yeah, let's see if they can get their hands on it. And Marcus, I want to thank you so much for your insight into Jerry West, sharing some thoughts on the finals as well, the Lakers, the Warriors. Where can people follow you, your work with The Athletic, and also pick up some of the great books that you put together on the Warriors, the Lakers, dynasties, and what have you, man? Fill us in.
I'm a Thompson Scribe on all platforms. Thompson, S-C-R-I-B-E. Everything you need from me, you can find it. Whatever you want, just put in Thompson Scribe and you'll find my mug hollering at you.
Hey, Marcus, thank you so much. I appreciate the words. A great chat. We're going to do it sooner than later, okay?
All right, have a good one, bro.
No doubt about it. That Marcus Thompson of The Athletic, also the author of Golden KD and Dynasties. Some of the best dynasties, the greatest teams that changed the NBA forever. Thank you, Marcus, for your great perspective. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I got to switch gears for a minute before we get to the top six list at the top of the hour. We're going to talk about some of the top six faces of the NBA. But speaking of dynasties, legendary teams, Russell Wilson talked about his time so far with the Steelers. We'll hear from him, and then Travis Kelce has some words as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Thank you to Marcus Thompson from The Athletic for joining us in the last break to talk about the legacy of Jerry West, to talk about the Lakers and the Warriors, the NBA Finals. We've learned that Kristaps Porzingis is going to be out tonight, not playing in Game 3 due to this leg injury that no one pretty knows what it is, because it's apparently very rare for a basketball player. And who knows? Will we see him on Friday? Possibly. Could he be done for the season? Maybe. It's Kristaps. I also need to let you know that you need to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. When we get to the top of the hour, it's going to be time for a new top six list. Yes, the NBA Finals start in less than an hour from now. You got Game 3. But, you know, Jerry West has inspired tonight's top six list, and we'll get there in about 15 or so minutes as we're going to take a look at some of the top six faces of the NBA. Individuals who have pretty much laid the groundwork and been so influential and what we see is billion-dollar organization. Here we are in 2024, global, okay? Let's get to the phone lines. I told you we'll get to the Steelers as well. Speaking of a legendary organization, Russell Wilson has some words. Travis Kelce has some words. We might have to wait to do that later on in the show. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Steven. He's calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm very well. What's on your mind, Steven?
Good. Thanks for coming in with Outkast. I love the College Park. I spent a little bit of time in Atlanta, but we won't talk about that.
Uh-oh. Okay.
No, it was fun. It was fun.
I bet.
So I have two points I want to make. One is about why KP should not play. Then the second point is about what I think is wrong with the Lakers. So I'm going to run down a list, and we don't have time to respond to all of them. But lower leg injuries, especially like with people that are taller, I'm just going to list up. That just came off the top of my head. So Dominique has Achilles, Shaq Achilles, Isaiah Achilles, Grant Hill ankle, Charles Barkley Achilles, Yao Ming footwork, you know, foot issues Achilles, Kobe Achilles, KD Achilles. The only people that came back and were close to where they were Kobe and KD. So I don't think they can play with, I don't think it's something to play with if you're not sure what's going on. I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, and in the case of Kristaps Porzingis, to be clear, we do know he has a history of leg issues. A torn meniscus, torn ACL. He's missed a good chunk of the postseason here with a calf strain. And this new injury that he suffered is on the opposite leg. It's closer to being a tendon issue. The way they've described it is it's a misplaced tendon that went the wrong way, could be partially torn. We have no idea, but he is out. He has a history of leg injuries, and, I mean, he is taller than any individual that you just named at 7'2". And for a guy who's 28 years old, has never really ever been healthy, it's not looking good for Kristaps. I don't want to be the ominous one, but you started naming guys who have had long careers, and I mean, Charles Barkley is 6'4". We know he played bigger than what he was. It's tough going when you put the wear and tear on your legs. I'll tell you this, man. I know plenty of NBA players, a lot of older ones, and when I say older, guys who are in their 40s, their 50s, I know plenty of them who are in their 60s and 70s. Feet. They don't move gracefully as they get older. When you see somebody, you know, I'll tell you this. Dr. J still looks smooth when he gets around. But I'll tell you this. I'm sure when he's inside his house, I'm pretty sure he's just sitting down relaxing too. It's not easy, Steve.
No, thanks, man. That's great. I agree with you 100%. And about the Lakers, and well, actually more about Jerry West and, you know, RIP. I love him. I love Kobe. I think the problem with the Lakers is what Jerry West was great at as an executive is setting up the culture. If you understand, like understanding everyone stays in their lane and knows what their job is and own their job and do it, you know, to the best of their ability, and we will win. And I think the Lakers are just missing that piece of, okay, you know, it's not necessarily who's in charge, but everyone knows their role, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think Marcus, who joined us in the last break, illustrated it perfectly. He was valued for his opinion, and I think we can look at his track record. It worked out a lot of times. He might be the greatest executive that the NBA has ever seen. And all things considered, he knew when things got good and egos got big and the power structure changed, Marcus did a great job in illustrating that Jerry West was not afraid to walk away and you know, apply his trade somewhere else. He wasn't anywhere in the NBA where he didn't have success. And I think that says a lot for a league where it's ridiculously hard to go out there.
You got to manage egos. But anyways, man, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I love listening to you.
Well, thank you, Steven. You have a good evening. Stay tuned for the top six list. It's going to be a good one. Yeah, Jerry West, he was great. And I think he's the perfect illustration for, you know, what the NBA is and what a lot of people don't get about it, how hard it is to win. It's so easy nowadays in the social media era to be so critical of players and rip them to shreds. I mean, there was a point in time where ESPN was, you know, a healthy debate or healthy news. And now everything has to be a hot take and hardcore opinions. And if Jerry West was playing now, what would people say? He's a loser? Like, come on. Sometimes we got to call a spade and look at the entirety of someone's career and what they bring to the table and not just what they walk away with at the end. We got to do better with that. But hey, controversy makes the world go round. It makes a lot of people rich. It doesn't make people smart. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. Yes, we're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to give you a new top six list. It's Wednesday. It's what I do every Wednesday. We're going to take a look at the top six faces of the NBA, the individuals who laid the path and helped carry the torch. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't you move. You don't want to miss it. Top six list.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.